This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1628. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 1st, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Djibouti, Ecuador, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Fiji, French Polynesia, Germany, Guam, Guatemala, India, Iran, Italy, Mauritania, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sealand, Somaliland, Spain, Sri Lanka, South Sudan, USA, Vatican, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, although the extreme expenses of Olympic rights force some stations to suspend live streaming or even on-demand programming, we're hearing some shortwave stations carrying Olympic coverage at the expense of their regular programming, such as Radio Australia, in our mornings, at least between 11 and 14 UT, and probably far beyond that on 9580. We usually hear Olympics, even preempting news on the hour. Radio Santa Cruz in Bolivia continues to be a very lucky station, although it's off frequency by 1 to 200 hertz. Much of the time, there's nothing on the correct frequency to cause a heterodyne. And I was hearing it later than usual. Sometimes it signs off just after 01 UT, other times after 02. But August 1st, it was still going at 0222, around 6134.9. No interference at all. And they had a show featuring Mexican music, which compensated for the dead air on XEPPM 6185. Lots of Brazilians reported in the new DX Listening Digest, number 12-31, via worldofradio.com, including one that's missing from the current World Radio TV Handbook. Although I remember it from before, apparently it's been reactivated on 4965 Radio Alvorada, Parintins, Brazil. Heard by Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, July 29th, 0958 to 1010 UT, with some definite IDs, including ZYF275 on 4965. He was reporting to the Condiche list. In the Atividade de Xix print bulletin, the Panorama de Xix column by Célio Romay says, "Did you know that Radio Itatiaia in Belo Horizonte has a beautiful QSL card at your disposition? All you have to do is de-exit on 5970 and send a reception report." In Rádio Escudos, Edison Bacorni Jr. says that the station in Curitiba, now known as RB2, on medium wave, plans to resume shortwave, more likely on 9725 than 6040. Andy Reid in Ontario reports that the CBC Northern Quebec service will close 9625 November 1st. According to an application to the CRTC, CBC has submitted 5 applications for Northern Quebec, that is, low-power FM relays, adding that what they call CKCX shortwave will close on November 1st. Andy Reid also reminded us that as of the last hours of July 31st, midnight, CBC would shut down over 620 analog TV transmitters. Also, the provincial network, TV Ontario, would close its 14 mid- or high-powered transmitters, as would its French equivalent, although some low-power ones from those networks might remain. But that will mean much less possible TVDX from Canada, with all those CBC stations gone of all power levels. Cuba keeps adding medium wave transmitters that are exactly 1 kHz off frequency. Since last year, 671 kHz has been widely heard. Then one appeared on 1121, and now Terry Kruger and David Crawford in Florida report exactly 1159 kHz on ID from Cuba, July 29th at midnight 45. The audio is barely there, although 671 had been ID'd as Radio Rebelde Network. This was first discovered along with Paul Zucchino at a visit to his Minnesota Key location direction finding put it near Artemisa, Cuba, and then Terry could still hear it back home in Clearwater, but just a carrier. And Terry Kruger also reports that Radio Marti is relayed by WSUA in South Florida on 1260 kilohertz. It starts at 0200 UT, as on July 28th, but not parallel to shortwave 6030. Here's an extended broadcast for Ramadan, which may be helpful for DXers in some locations. Djibouti on 4780. Giovanni Serra in Italy was hearing them July 21st from 2056 to 2111. And also reported by Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan, July 27th on the air past 2100 UT, but he couldn't confirm for how long as the sun was rising over Japan. Via PlaDX, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports Radio Oriental in Tena, Ecuador, presumed on 4781.62, July 25th at 2340 to 2350. At least it was in Spanish. That appears to have been a very lucky log, because according to Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, in the Cundish list, this station is on the air for only 2 hours a day, one in the evening and one in the morning. He heard it July 26th, signing on at 2301 and signing off at midnight 3, with local newscasts and IDs mentioning Napo. He says the schedule seems to be 11 to 12 and 23 to midnight UT from Monday through Friday only, not heard on weekends. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports that Radio Cairo has left 6270, rather late in the middle of summer, which had been in use all the way from 18 to 0430 UT for services in European languages and finally in Arabic to North America. But they've not replaced it with a single frequency. Here are all the replacements. At 18 in Italian on 9805. At 19 in German and 20 in French on 11560. As we've already noted, in English at 2115 on 11890. And at 23 on 9965, which continues from midnight 30 in Arabic to North America. Whenever we've heard 9965, it's been undermodulated and or distorted. Don't count on this happening again at the same time, but for what it's worth, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, heard Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, 15190, with a full ID, Sunday, July 29th, at 0608. They just come on the air at 0532. In PlayDX, Magdiel Cruz in Mexico seems to have been impressed by the huge signal, 40 over 9, from the Fiji Democracy and Freedom Movement on 11565, Monday, July 23rd at 0835, a clandestine station with its weekly broadcast. Well, that's not too surprising, since it's transmitted from WHRI in South Carolina right across Mexico on the way to Fiji. However, the following Monday morning, just before 0900, I woke up and heard a bit of it, and the signal was quite weak. As is often the case, in the middle of the night, the MUF can dip quite low. A log by Ivan Dias da Silva in Brazil and the June issue of Atividade de Xixi from Brazil caught our eye. It was of FOXHM, a five-letter call sign on 12576, from Manihi Atoll in French Polynesia. He was actually reporting a QSL card received in 300 days. It's part of the Sail Mail Association, and it's only one of several frequencies listed for it. For more information about Sail Mail, which is a way of reaching yachters far from other contact to get their email to them via Pactor or other methods, see www.sailmail.com. They have lots and lots of shortwave transmitters all over the world, including many in the U.S. From Christian Milling via Wolfgang Büschel, news of a special event from Germany, apparently a tribute to the Königs Wusterhausen transmitter on 810 kilohertz, not only on that frequency, but on shortwave via Radio 700. It's called Vela 300 Zipsish, that being the metric equivalent 370 of 810 kilohertz. A daily 15-minute summary from August 5th through 12th inclusive, that is 8 days from one Sunday to the next, at these approximate times on shortwave 0340 on 3955, 1015 and 1640 on 6005, and 1940 on 3995. The one at 0340 begins on Monday the 6th. It's sponsored by the Friends of Sender Königs Wusterhausen. And yes, they mentioned two different frequencies on 75 meters, 3955 and 3995. Christian Milling also tells us directly that 3955 is a new frequency for Radio 700. It's daily 24 hours except for time slots of the BBC and KBS from the UK on that frequency, while 3995 carries HCJB and other religious programs 24 hours a day. DX Remix News in Bulgaria, August 1st, gives this schedule for Deutsches Radio 700 in German from August 1st, 08 to 17, and 23 to 04 on 3955 with 1 kilowatt each. But according to shortwaveservice.com, the new schedule is 06 to 20 and 2130 to 04 between transmissions at 04 to 06 of BBC DRM and 20 to 2130 of KBS in German and English. Terry Kruger in Florida reports he was able to hear another 1 kilowatt German station, Hamburger Local Radio, 30 hertz below 7265, July 28th at 0500. At least a tentative reception. They started off by playing Latin American vocal songs in Spanish. And also heard the previous Saturday by David Crawford, also on that exact frequency. It was on carrier plus upper sideband only, and had faded out by 0615. That's the affiliate of World of Radio, which starts at 0630. Of course, reception should be holding up later and later as the sun rises later and later. A rather startling headline in DX Remix News, quoting the SWLDX Bulgaria blog, Radio Berlin International back on shortwave. Well, not quite, but there is a station by that name on the web. It says, after several years of preparations, former employees of RBI started test broadcasting in July, 24 hours, programs streamed worldwide. I listened to one they have linked, a 60-minute show. It starts off in German, but 8 minutes later it went into English, which said something like this, that they are against the domination of neoliberalism and are starting a discussion about restarting communism, a systemic alternative to capitalism. We are currently 16 staff members in the Berlin area from the areas of technology and presentation, media, and economic policy. We are financed privately and at the beginning of our work. The plan is a multilingual 24-hour program in digital and analog form of short to medium transfer, long wave, and the internet. Perhaps that short to medium transfer is alluding to short wave. This is signed by Bruno Barth, B-A-R-T-H, of the editorial board of RBI. Another item from DX Remix News in Bulgaria says that from July 24th, KSDA in Guam is resuming transmissions which had been temporarily moved to Trincomalee, Sri Lanka, due to antenna work on Guam. That includes the English half hour at 16:30 on 11740. Previous reports from AWR said they had more work to do and would resume in January. The nominal sign-on time of Radio Verdad in Guatemala, 4055, used to be 11 UT, but it was often later, and definitely later on Sundays after local sunrise. However, there have been many reports of it lately before 11 UT. And in the Condishlis, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports hearing it Sunday, July 29th, signing on at 0920. In English and other languages. That is 3:20 a.m. local time in Guatemala, but certainly assuring it'll get out much better to the dark side of the world. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1628. Our thanks this week for financial support from Keith Weston in North Carolina, who says, thank you for your decades of dedication. After a 30-year vacation, I'm back listening to Shortwave. He sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Bharta Sarate Goswami in West Bengal reports a beautiful signal from All India Radio Kohima 4850, August 1st from 1100 past 1330 UT. It was also being heard by Ron Howard in California from 1242, but it cut off the air abruptly at 1348. He was enjoying listening to it until then. It was not audible the day before, perhaps resulting from India's massive power outage. Unfortunately, English news normally starts just after it went off at 1350. In DX India, Joe's Jacobs says the 9690 frequency for All India Radio's external service in English at 1330 to 1500 has been missing for many days as of July 31st. The two other frequencies listed are 11620 and 13695. In Australian DX News, John Adams in Victoria notes two stations colliding in Spanish on 11760 at midnight 58 UT, July 5th. Radio Manicuba, of course, but also Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I had not noticed it, but indeed, Iran is scheduled in Spanish on 11760 from midnight 30 to 0230, oblivious of the fact that Cuba is already on that frequency since Cuba refuses to participate in HFCC. To make matters worse, 11760 is the only frequency for that broadcast from Iran. I've been hearing Iran's Russian half hour at 0500, which is also aimed usward, one night on 15480, another on 13750, and yet another somewhat audible on both. IRRS Nexus IVA reports some new broadcasts in effect August 1st with 150 kilowatts daily, 14 to 15 on 15215 to Asia, 17 to 18 to Africa on 17770, and 19 to 20 to Europe on 7290. DX Mix News in Bulgaria says almost all these are just brother scare relays, except for half an hour Saturdays at 17:30 with other programs. And the transmitter site is Romania. Perhaps due to Ramadan, IGIM Mauritania 7245 has been showing up earlier than usual. July 31st, it was on at 0457, and August 1st, I heard it at 0528. We're now seeing reports of QSLs received for the final English broadcast of Radio Netherlands. Thanks to Roberto Rizzardi in PlayDX, as well as Alessandro Goropazzi, and reported by Dave Volko in Hardcore DX. One of them put up an illustration. It's a depressing card all in gray, showing some puddles in the rain with little rings around the drops, I suppose denoting what little broadcasting is left. Meanwhile, CommanderElliott.com quotes the RNW website as of July 27th, that a new director has been named for RNW version 3.0. His name is Robert Saal, ZAAL, who has been head of the Dutch media group RTV North Holland. He's taking over on November 1st. Meanwhile, Jan Hoek remains responsible for activities related to winding down of the old organization. Terry Kruger in Florida reports hearing the very low-power Hifer beacon, allegedly in Oklahoma, sending OK over and over in CW. July 25th at 10:13 UT, poor reception but clearly present on 3449.85. Should you hear the Air One religious network on 27185, that may be coming from a CB or here in Enid, as whenever I tune to that frequency, I hear a relay of our local Air One FM outlet, thus blocking the calling channel for CB. But it increases the Air One audience locally among the coveted CB demographic. I was pleased to hear one Papua New Guinea station on 90 meters with enough oomph to barely be heard versus the noise level. That would be Madang on 3260. July 26th at 1121 and still audible past 1148. I can also hear carriers on several other frequencies. Ron Howard in California says 3260 was also the strongest PNG station for him July 31st until sign-off at 1404. These and others were still reporting on the national general election in PNG. But the results have finally come out, so possibly 6040, which was put on to cover the election, may not last much longer. In fact, he says it missed a couple of days on July 28th and 31st. More reports are coming in of the new Peruvian on 4810, Radio Logos in Chasuta. Bob Wilkner in Florida reports it as early as 0910 UT on July 25th. Ron Howard in California heard it going off the air at 1101 July 26th, probably still in a testing phase, and they did not come back on in the next quarter hour. On the 25th, there was a carrier as early as 0914. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports it July 27th at 0934 to 0957. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia was hearing test transmissions July 24th from 2330 to 0310 on 4809.9 and taped a clear ID after some folk music and Bible verses. It says, Radio Logos, naciendo en el corazón de la selva amazónica, OAW9A, saliendo en prueba al aire en la frecuencia 4.81 MHz desde el distrito de Chasuta, ciudad de la Amistad, provincia y región de San Martín, para el Perú y el mundo. Transmitiendo para usted el mensaje de la palabra de Dios, Radio Logos invita a las personas que deseen hacer sus comunicados al Jirón Arica, tercera cuadra sin número, Iglesia Evangeliza Central de Chasuta. Via Pladiex, Saverio de Chan in Italy reports it as well, July 28th at 23:25 with local vivace music with the sweet sound of the cana. Best to listen on LSV to avoid utility interference. Chuck Boland in Florida measured it as an NID on 4809.985, July 29th at midnight 35 to 0100, including wino music. Mike Terry tips us that on BBC Radio 4, the series In Living Memory, August 1st, was about Sealand. That former pirate broadcaster, Major Paddy Roy Bates, who occupied that disused military platform in the North Sea. It should be available, I suppose, to hear on demand for at least 1 week. Look for In Living Memory on the BBC Radio 4 website. More to last week's news about a new 100-kilowatt transmitter imminent for Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland. It wasn't clear whether it would be on medium wave or shortwave, but a further article in the Somaliland Sun, spotted by Yari Savalainen, says it will be on shortwave. Probably referring to the 41-meter band, although they have the numbers all mixed up. They'd previously been on 7145, nominal 7120, and most recently, until it disappeared, 7530, as Kai Ludwig points out. Target date is the end of Ramadan, circa August 19th, although it seems unlikely they could get it on the air that quickly. It would help if they're on the air in the mornings to propagate to North America, but they were previously only on the air in the local evenings. However, Steve Lehr in Michigan says he managed to QSL Radio Hargeisa November 29th, 2005, with a composite report for several days of listening during favorable conditions on 7530. Spain's RWE is another station on shortwave, preempting regular programming for Olympic coverage. We've been hearing it between 13 and 14 UT on 11880 via Costa Rica instead of Españoles en la Mar. The GRA blog has more scheduling details. They have Olympic news at 12:30 to 13 UT and at 18:30 to 20:00 on various frequencies. More about the Tamil clandestine Voice of Tigers for Sri Lanka, Thursdays and Saturdays at 15:30 to 16:30 on 12140 via Alakesh Gupta Brijesh in the IDXCI group, says the site is Tashkent. However, on July 21st, there was no programming, only a signal covering the frequency. That might well be Sri Lankan jamming. Here's another very significant clue. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan reports hearing on this frequency the well-known fill music from VTC, now known as Babcock, which we hear on many other transmitter sites. So they may be involved in transmitting Voice of the Tigers, but the info is not published. And here is another mystery solved, perhaps, with a transmitter site specified, Voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio on 15725, starting just after 05 UT. The Alki list now shows this as from Dushanbe, Tajikistan, although I'm not sure how they know it's not in HFCC. Judging from reception here, it's my feeling that it is not as far away as Tajikistan. George McClintock explained July 27th why WTWW transmitter 3 had been missing for a while from 12105. There were shorted insulators on the feed line. Not sure what caused it, but more likely to happen when powered up higher than 50 kilowatts. So he went out and took out the shorted insulators, and 12105 was back on the air later on July 27th. Although since then it seems to have been weaker than usual, probably operating on reduced power. While WRNO and WTJC remain 1 or even 2 kHz off frequency, I've found that KJES has finally achieved on frequencyness, 7555.0, heard on the 0100 broadcast July 31st, and also when it's on the air, the 1300 broadcast on exactly 11715. We've confirmed that Vatican Radio has indeed terminated relays via Sackville. The last English broadcast at 0250 UT on 9610 was UT July 31st, 24 hours later. Nothing more after French from Bonaire closed at 0250. We can still hear English from Vatican, although intended for Africa, at 0500 on 13765 via Madagascar. That is also the site for a brand new broadcast of SW Radio Africa clandestine for Zimbabwe on 15115 at 06-08 UT Saturdays and Sundays only, says Wolfgang Duschel, first reported by Dave Valko in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX. As Ron Howard points out, that makes it much easier to hear in North America. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 30th. ANK and the seas peaking at 10 and 3 August 2nd, otherwise only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through the 25th. Solar flux rising to a peak of 155 August 4th to 7th and declining to 90 by the 17th to 18th, back up to 130 by August 25th. That's World of Radio 1628. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.